भगवद्गीता 11.54 भक्त्यात्मनन्यया शक्य अहमेवं विधो अर्जुन ज्ञातुं द्रष्टुं च तत्त्वेन प्रविष्टुं च परन्तप। कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग हियर एंड टेलिंग अर्जुन हाउ ही कैन बी अटेन्ड। इन द प्रीवियस वर्स देयर वाज निगेशन एंड दिस वर्स देयर इज अफर्मेशन। The previous verse was Naham Vedai Ratapasana Danena Chayjaya Shakya Evam Vidho Drashtum Drashtavana Simam Yatha. That but actually there is no by all these methods, just Vedai Tapasa Danena Ijjaya, by study of Vedas, by performance of austerities, by giving charity and by doing worship, that the Lord cannot be attained, but he can be attained through bhakti. So there Ijjaya refers more to yagyic worship, doing yagyas. Here it refers to bhakti. So bhaktyatva ananyaya shakyam. If one practices unalloyed devotion, aham evam vidho Arjuna, I can be known, O Arjuna, jnatum drashtum cha tattvena. Like you can know me and you can see me, drashtum cha tattvena, in truth. Praveshtum cha parantapa, you can enter into the understanding of the truth. So Krishna stresses here that it is only by bhakti that one can know him, that it is not possible by any other means. Bhaktya to ananyaya shakya. So only by an unalloyed devotion is it possible. So actually the important thing on the spiritual path or on the spiritual journey is to know the right path. Now, if one is, say, lost in wilderness, just the energy to walk is not enough. Somebody is in a desert. Now, on all sides, the desert looks the same. And in such a situation, if one has the energy to walk a lot, just that energy to walk a lot will not take the person very far. Actually, a person has to keep moving steadily, firmly, energetically, but also in a proper direction. That person doesn't have the right sense of direction, then no matter how much that person they travel, they will not get to the right destination. So it's important that we complement one's energy with knowledge. Similarly, on the spiritual path, there can be a lot of exploration. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I go here? Should I go there? And we can try out various things. And certainly, that kind of exploration indicates one's serious inquisitiveness. That this is what I really want to know about this subject. I really desperately need to know about what is the right destination to which I should be trying to achieve. But that alone, that kind of knowledge alone is not enough. One has to complement that, that kind of energy alone is not enough. The zeal to explore is not enough. Eventually, one has to settle on a path and pursue that path purposefully. And understanding which is the best path, which is the path that one should follow, that is vital. So Krishna in these two verses is through the combination of negation and affirmation, first by saying that this need not be done, the second by saying this be done. By that combination of negation and affirmation, he's making it very clear about what he expects Arjuna to do. Excess Arjuna to?
Bhaktya. To practice bhakti. Ananyaya shakya. Ahamevam vidho Arjuna. Now earlier, Krishna has displayed the universal form. And while displaying the universal form, he has stated that actually even seeing the universal form is very rare. Now, earlier means just 7-8 verses before this in the same chapter. Now, it has been described that Krishna has shifted over to his own form. And Krishna is saying that it is his form which can be seen only through bhakti. When Krishna descended into this world, did everyone not see his form? At one level they saw, but seeing involves a combination of perception and comprehension. For example, if say somebody sees the Prime Minister of the country, but then they don't know that the person is the Prime Minister. Then have they really seen the Prime Minister? Maybe the excitement of seeing a Prime Minister, seeing the head of state of a country, that they experience none of that because they have no knowledge. There is no comprehension of who they are interacting with. So if there is perception without comprehension, then that is not really complete. On the other hand, if there is comprehension, but there is no perception, that means, okay, we know this person is so great, this is the Prime Minister of the country. But we see them on maybe a newspaper, we see them on TV, but there is no meeting. That is also, they are not really seeing the Prime Minister in that case. So when there is perception and comprehension, say when actually one knows the position of the Prime Minister and then one meets the Prime Minister, then that is a very memorable experience for many people when they get to meet the head of state of a particular of a country. So similarly, when we talk about seeing Krishna, this combination of perception and comprehension is what is being talked about. So the process of bhakti gives us comprehension, because bhakti involves hearing about Krishna, it involves talking about Krishna. And by that we understand his glory, his position, his sweetness. And then bhakti also involves a process of gradual purification by which our consciousness gets elevated to the spiritual level. Bhakti also involves Krishna being pleased with us and Krishna wanting to bestow his mercy on us. And thus by that also things move onwards and one learns to see Krishna. One gets the darshan of Krishna because Krishna mercifully bestows his darshan. So in that sense, devotion grants vision through a combination of perception and comprehension. Devotion grants vision. So vision means seeing, but its vision is not just okay, the eyes come in contact with something, but it's that vision, in order for it to be meaningful, to be glorious, truly glorious, to be impactful, it has to be a combination of comprehension and perception, and devotion grants that. And Krishna is pointing toward that, and he says, Arjuna, by bhaktya tvananyaya shakya, and then you will enter into my mysteries of my understanding, as Prabhupada says. That means we'll actually appreciate Krishna's greatness, appreciate Krishna's sweetness, and absorb, and our consciousness will become immersed in Krishna, completely lost in Krishna. And that is life's perfection. Thank you.